When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to District Baseball. Congratulations, you just hit the best baseball source possible, known to man, on the internet, all that good stuff. I am Nick. You can follow me on Twitter at the Coach Moose. He is Trey. You can follow him on Twitter at reverse two R's two S's. I was almost gonna say at two R's two S's, but that's not right. It's at reverse. Two
that
R's
actually
two
kind
S's.
Of be sick.
Just literally RRSS. That's right. <Trey. laughs> And the show at District BSB. Today, I am super excited. It's my favorite episode every single year. We're getting season predictions time. We're going to put our nuts on the table, call our shot. And if history lends itself to be any sort of predictive measure, we're pretty good at this. No, not to brag, but we're pretty good at this. So I'm very excited to see what Trey has and share what I have for you guys today. But Trey, what's going on?
Dude, I'm just ready to get all of these 2023 highlights off my hard drive, because Now we're going into the 2024 season.
Yep.
And I'm super excited just to get some new stuff going on. We're making our final predictions. We've been teasing them. We made like other predictions.
No more
here and
backing
there.
Out now. No
yeah,
more backing out.
Can't back it out. These are what we're going with, and we have to stick with it.
Yeah.
And I think we got some good stuff here. I feel like.
I think so too.
I don't think I've told you all mine, so you'll get a little surprise from me.
So I'm pretty excited. I'll give you a genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Like you can clip it, and it'll be the thumbnail on YouTube.
Yes, of course. Just use the clickbait.
My face. Yeah. All right. Just a quick little housekeeping, just because we did our full preview for the AL and NL, and obviously there was still some big dominoes to sign. There still is big dominoes to sign, even though opening day is this week. Technically it's already started with the Korea series. We can kind of touch on that. The Otani stuff is massive. We're not going to get into all of that today, because obviously we have a lot to get to. Blake Snell signs with the Giants. It seems like the Giants are just accumulating this, like, not misfit toys, because these are good players, but it's like, hey, if you strike out everywhere else, you can come play in San Francisco, which where no one wants to play, right? Because it's not a pitcher friendly ballpark. And listen, every city has, it's very pitcher friendly, not hitter friendly. And listen, every city has its quirks and whatnot, but it's, you know, from what I've heard, and Buster Posey talked about it, so I'm kind of going off of what Buster Posey said, you know, the city is just kind of run down a little bit, so it's not the most attractive place to play. But the Giants finally make several big splashes. I'm confusing the Korean outfielder, Japanese outfielder that they signed.
Jung Ho Lee, KBO.
Thank you. A lot of international free agent signings this year. They sign him, Jorge Soler, Matt Chapman, and now Blake Snell. So that'll be interesting. We'll see if any of our bold predictions involve the San Francisco Giants. The Otani stuff and just the opening series in Korea in general, what were your thoughts, immediate reactions to the Otani stuff?
Honestly, there's not quite enough info right now to say anything.
It's still
definitive.
Coming out. Yeah. Apparently he's addressing the media this week.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to say anything definitive.
Sure.
My current take is that somebody messed up big time. And
that's a safe stance to take.
I think that definitely happened.
Right.
That's a fact. So I will stick with that as my take. Somebody messed up. Let's wait until there's an investigation and figure it all out and then come to a conclusion later.
I don't know if you've ever watched The Office like all the way through, but
of course Daryl... I have. I'm white. Okay. I'm a white dude.
Okay. All right. I just never know, because now it's like a popular take to say The Office sucks or whatever. But anyways, like there's later in the show when Daryl becomes like a manager, he goes, he or she has gotten himself into quite the predicament. Like that's what that reminded me of. Just a blanket statement. Cover all your bases. You know, don't put yourself out there too much.
Yeah, I believe that was the printer episode, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh wow!
Yeah, see, look at you. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, so you're like super white. You're just really showing your background here.
Dude, my skin is pale as hell. Like, let's be honest. It's
transparent. yeah. So yeah, I completely agree with you. I love Shohei, so I really hope this was all kind of behind obviously terrible situation, you know, losing money, but like I really hope he wasn't involved in this, because obviously he's great for the game. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Like, it's just too early to tell. The other bit, a lot of NL West news I'm realizing, with the Giants, the Dodgers, and now the Rockies. The news came out today, they just signed Ezekiel Tovar to an $84 million extension, I think 7 years. So that was my guy that I shouted out last episode on the National League preview. Trey included him in a short that he just posted, short/TikTok. So look at us, district baseball calling our shot.
Rockies, I mean, rare W.
That too. But yeah. Also, I said it off the top of the show, like, history lends itself. We're just right on a lot of things.
Yeah, we're just geniuses. It's just how it is. We are so smart. We will never do anything wrong.
Never been wrong ever.
Speaking of which, prediction time.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We'll definitely not have any wrong predictions here.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, well, I guess we'll go with the surprise of my, I guess we'll start with the American League.
Yeah.
Playoffs. Yeah. We've already picked the divisions, so we'll keep those division winners, even though there has been news since. I'll keep my division winners. So I do have at the top of my American League, the Yankees finishing in first, because I had them as my first place team in the AL East. The Twins finishing in second, and the Mariners finishing in third. And then followed by the wildcard teams of the Orioles, who I think will be the second best record in the American League, but obviously you can only have one winner of the division. The Rangers in fifth and the Astros in sixth for my full playoff teams for the American League.
Yeah. So we actually do have the same six, just a different order. I think you're insane for your Twins take. We'll see. I could be completely wrong on the Twins. It just seems like they're good one year, bad the next. Like they've been doing that for a while now. Number one, I have the Orioles. They were the number one team last year. They on paper got better. Yeah, Jackson Holliday got reassigned to minor league camp. I expect him up sooner rather than later. Could be a little service time manipulation, but he's also 20, or I don't even know if he's 20 yet, but like it doesn't hurt to give him a little bit more time in the minors.
I think he might have just turned 20 recently.
Okay, there it is. So I have the Orioles.
He's very young.
very young. I have the Orioles first. I have the Astros second. I think every year we discount the Astros. I mean, they were very nearly in the World Series again last year. They just tried and true, proven. It's like the Jose Altuve thing. Until there's reason to discount the Astros, until there's reason to discount Jose Altuve, I'm not going to do it. So Astros 2, Twins 3, because they won the division, so it's a little bit cheeky. I have the Rangers 4. I think that lineup is just too good. I have real major concerns about their pitching, but that lineup is really, really, really good. Yankees 5th. I would be okay with putting the Yankees higher, except they're dealing with major injuries. Garrett Cole out for a little bit now. Rodon looks rough. I think Judge is already a little bit banged up with his toe, if I'm not mistaken. So a lot of question marks already with the Yankees, even though they should be much better than previously. And then the Mariners 6. I like the Mariners a lot. I'm kind of just rooting for them. They've kind of replaced the Blue Jays in my heart a little bit with a team I would like to see do well. So Orioles, Astros, Twins, Rangers, Yankees, Mariners. So let's go to the NL first and talk about those. And then we'll get into the championship series and the World Series. Mm-hmm. So in the NL, I have the Braves as the number one team. Listen, I am fine with all of the regular season number one finishes ever for the Braves, as long as they don't do anything in the postseason, which they have.
Exactly.
I don't count that 2021 World Series like that. I'm not even saying this as like a Nationals fan. but like that season does not exist in my mind. Like that season like didn't happen.
Scrubbed from memory.
Literally, just I don't remember that World Series team.
I don't recall. Really, they won a World Series. I don't recall.
Yeah, truly. So yeah, their bus until further further noted. To the Dodgers, Yamamoto had a really rough outing. His kind of debut. We'll see if he settles in. But they're obviously very good. Number three, the Cubs. I had them winning the Central. So they get the kind of automatic bid into the top three there. For the Diamondbacks, obviously won the NL pennant last year. I really like the moves they made this offseason. I think they're ready to roll. Five, the Phillies, always good in the postseason, always squeak their way into the postseason. It's not the most convincing regular season, but they always find a way to get it done. And then number six, the Giants. I think, and this will come up later, just a little tease, but the Giants really want to win. They really want to have a good baseball team, right? So they're signing all these big name free agents. They don't care about the qualifying offers or giving up picks or anything like that. They want a good team. And they've kind of been with like lackluster talent and like no one notable in their lineup. They've been decent, right? 500-ish, right? And now they have another ace go at the top of the rotation. They have added three quality bats to their lineup. And they have a couple of young guys like Patrick Bailey, who I mentioned last episode. I'm really excited to see if he can take a step forward. So, yeah, it's the sixth spot in the playoffs. But as we saw last year, the Diamondbacks just got into the dance and then they went on a run. There's no reason the Giants can't do that as well. So Braves, Dodgers, Cubs, Diamondbacks, Phillies, Giants is mine.
Nick, we're almost identical. Flip the four and five and we got it. I got the Phillies at four and the D-backs five. But other than that, we are exactly the same. I got Braves one, Dodgers two, Cubs three, Phillies four, D-backs five, Giants six. I agree about the Giants. They got a little bit of a squad now, especially with that, yeah. Like, because their pitching staff, we were talking about it, was a little sus. Like there's definitely some more young talent little, there. Yeah. But they needed like another real MLB ready pitcher. This is not just an MLB ready pitcher. This is a Cy Young winner multiple times. Mm. So this is a big
basically
deal.
In a 1 year deal, which is insane.
And all of a sudden they have a 1-2 punch that's up there with anybody. So I'm excited for, I think it might take a little bit of time for them to get going. A lot of new faces. It can take some time to gel, but once they get it going, I feel like they're going to be scary. It's the same how I feel about the Rangers as well, for a little bit different reasons, just because they've had some injuries in their rotation. It might take them a little bit, maybe a little World Series hangover. I could see the Rangers being around 500 after the first couple months and then really turning it up when the summer hits and get in that fifth playoff spot. But I like this Giants squad. I like the NL West as a division. It's going to be really, really fun to watch this year. It's probably the AL East and the NL West. They're probably the two best divisions of baseball right now, I think, personally.
Yeah, I would agree.
AL West is good too.
I would agree. Is there anyone in either the American League or National League that you feel like you didn't feel great about leaving out, or you feel like could challenge that dark horse team that just squeaks their way into the playoffs?
Yeah, well, I don't love leaving the Blue Jays out.
That was mine.
Playoffs.
Yeah, that was mine.
Because, again, we've talked about it. On paper, this is a really good roster. They've been this good. They've been basically the same team for 3 years.
Right.
And it's just not coming together. But, like, if it does come together, their roster is clearly good enough to make a run for the playoffs. Also, the Rays, just because they're the Rays. And
yep.
They somehow are in it every year. And I left them off this year. I was right last year to put them in.
They're way more injured than they have been.
Yeah, and obviously that guy not being there really does some damage.
It changes
because,
that lineup.
Man, he was supposed to be the guy, and then yikes. But I'm feeling pretty good about these, especially the National League. I feel like those are going to be the six. Like, I mean, the NL is a little bit more top-heavy to me.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, so let's move on to the championship series. We're just going to skip through the wild card and division rounds, just get to the final two in each league. So the ALCS, for me, I have the Baltimore Orioles and the Texas Rangers. A little rematch of last year's divisional series where I believe the Rangers swept.
Yes.
And that got into the whole rest versus rust debate. The Orioles were complaining there was too much time off. I think the Braves had the same complaint.
Which is silly.
Listen, you know, if you really wanted to get ready, you would be ready. That's kind of my
the Astros were a one seed in 22 and made the World Series.
Yep.
So
yeah. So
what's the difference?
I think that's just an excuse driven. The Orioles, I think, just kind of got caught off guard because it was such a young team and they hadn't been there. They didn't have a lot of veteran presence, a lot of guys that had been there, done that before. They kind of went from like a 75 win team to a 100 win team, like overnight, without real like major splashes, you know, external free agents or trades or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Now they bring in Corbin Burnes, who's had tons of playoff experience. You know, everyone was in the playoffs last year, like all that their lineup and stuff, what have you. So I think they're going to get to the championship series. And then the Rangers, again, they showed that when the lights come on in October, they can play, right? They don't have to go 8 shutout innings to beat you. Like, they can just hammer you with 1 through 9 in their lineup. So I think that will carry them. We'll see how their pitching shakes out, especially in the latter part of the year, if guys can stay healthy or get healthy in time. But I think they'll be back there. Ultimately, though, I have the Orioles advancing to the World Series. I'm a big Orioles guy this year. I think
they're hungry.
I think everything's kind of aligning to get them to the World Series. We'll see, but that's kind of my gut reaction. So I have Orioles over Rangers in the ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, when you get beat like that handedly, yeah, when you're the favorite, it stings. And you can, yep, take that sting as we're not good enough and we need to get better and we need to show up, or you can, you know, roll over. I don't expect that to happen for the Orioles. However, I don't have them in my ALCS.
Interesting.
I am getting weird with my playoffs because...
Who are the Mariners beating?
No, not the Mariners. Not the Mariners. I got the Rangers making the ALCS, beating the Twins.
You,
the Twins,
the
are my
Twins,
weird,
man,
team this year. I feel like
you,
the Twins,
the Twins,
I feel like the Twins have something. I mean, their pitching staff's a little suspect, but the bullpen is going to be excellent. That lineup is, yeah, pretty scary if everything is going well. Royce Lewis, I feel like, is going to bust out and be in the MVP conversation. But I don't expect them to win the World Series, but I think that they're, you know, they got a little bit further than they've been the last few times to the playoffs, actually last many times to the playoffs last season, and maybe that'll spark them to get a little bit further next time. I kind of like this team. I don't love them, but I like them. They're fun. So I'm going Rangers. I'm going Rangers over Twins in the, yeah, championship series. Same thing. I mean, Rangers will probably end up as a wild card team just because of getting healthy in,
right,
the beginning of the year, but I don't want to see them in the playoffs if I'm another team, because that lineup, yeah, is just, that's a murderer's row right there. 1 through 9 can all hit. So I feel like they'll be back in the World Series.
Yep. I like that. All right. Moving on to the NLCS. This one, listen, I didn't love kind of going a chalky final, so to speak, within each league. Not that the Rangers were chalky. I didn't even have them winning their division, but they won the World Series last year, so I felt a little chalk. And Orioles one seed. I did go chalk in the NL, though. I have Dodgers Braves. Okay. I just think these two teams are tired, even though, okay, listen, 2020, I still count it. I know a lot of people don't, whatever. But even though both these teams have won World Series recently, it still feels like both teams are somehow disappointments. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, especially because of the way the Braves have lost in the playoffs the last,
yeah,
2 years. It's,
right,
like, was that just a weird run?
The Dodgers got swept by the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, the Dodgers are kind of, they kind of always,
yeah, they've always had that,
yeah,
stench around.
The Braves,
so,
the Braves narrative is a little bit newer, but it's like,
yeah, for
they,
sure,
haven't showed up the last 2 years. So they gotta prove some people wrong.
For sure. So I have Dodgers, Braves, and you can even lump the Orioles in there. Like, it's chalk, but like all of these teams disappointed in the playoffs last year. So it is almost like a little bit of a take to have them advancing to the championship series. And obviously, ultimately, one's going to advance to the World Series as well. And that team is the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'll be damned before I ever pick the Braves to win anything. So it's going to be the Dodgers for me. I can only imagine what kind of midseason acquisition they're going to make to bolster most likely their rotation because their lineup looks really, really good. If Yamamoto struggles, obviously that's a big red flag. It's still early. He's only 25, so I'm not too concerned about it right now, but I can imagine the Dodgers would do more to elevate their rotation. Not really concerned about the bullpen, even though they don't have like the big names that they historically have had in their bullpen. They can make anyone work. The Dodgers are very good at that. I think they get back to the World Series, and this time a legitimate World Series. So I have Orioles Dodgers in my World Series.
I tell you what, that would be a really entertaining series right there. Mm-hmm. So
two different paths to get to the World Series. It'd be super fun.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't hate it. In terms of the matchup, I'm going with the Dodgers as well in the championship series.
Okay.
But I'm going with the Giants in the championship series against the Dodgers. Man. I'm going with a little Giants magic. I feel like maybe
they've done it before.
They've done it before multiple times.
10 years ago, but yeah.
I mean, but we remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
The North remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. I will say, I think maybe in terms of the long term, their pitching isn't necessarily built for like the full season, which is why I have them sneaking in as the sixth seed. But once you get into a playoff series with Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Kyle Harrison is another really young, very electric, electric pitcher, low angle, high velo on his fastball. That thing is wicked. Yep. And Alex Cobb kind of gets forgotten, but since he's been on the Giants, he's been excellent. I like him as well as a fourth guy in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. This team's dangerous in the playoffs, I feel like.
No, lineup's better.
Their lineup is way better than it's been. It's way better than that 2021 team where they won 107 games somehow. So, I'm going with a little sprinkle of magic here, but I feel like, you get this team in the playoffs, nobody's going to want to face them.
And they have Bob Melvin now, which, I think the allure of Bob Melvin has really worn off because of the Padres stint. But I've said it before. I think the Padres' problems run way deeper. So I still think Bob Melvin is like a top five manager in baseball. You take him to a team that was like had no expectations. No one has expectations for the Giants. No one ever had expectations for the Athletics. So I think it's like exactly the situation for him and that team to thrive. And it would not shock me if he wins manager of the year this year. He's not my pick, but it would not shock me.
Yeah, not my pick either. But yes, especially if they end up somehow winning that division or getting close.
Yeah.
You could definitely see it.
It's a gauntlet of a division, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one. So, honestly, them making the playoffs could put him in the running. Let's say they make the fourth seed or they somehow win the division. Obviously, if they win the division, he's going to get the award. There's no doubt. If you beat the Dodgers.
Even in the Diamondbacks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so then my World Series is Giants versus the Rangers, and I'm going with the Giants. And
you're insane.
I'm going crazy because both years since the expanded playoffs, a six seed has made the World Series. They haven't won it yet. Let's make it happen. Third time's a charm. Let's go Giants over the Rangers. That would be a really fun series for me as well to watch because both teams would be healthy, assuming that they get their pitching staffs healthy. Because
it is
the Rangers, if the Rangers have DeGrom and Scherzer, and I know Scherzer's not the same guy anymore, but he's still pretty serviceable. So, that would be a pretty fun series, I think. And, last year was two wild cards, right? Yeah, two wild cards. There's a five and a six, and I'm going with it again. Let's have some chaos once again in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. Well, I'm not going wild card teams. I have the one in seed in one league and the two seed in another one that could be the one.
I think that would be a super entertaining series too. So honestly, any combination of these teams would be pretty fun, I feel like.
And ultimately, there's one common theme with World Series winners. It goes back 20-25 years at this point. There's only been one or two World Series winners that have been outside the top 10 in spending.
That's
you got to spend to win the World Series. The Dodgers are going to beat the Orioles in the World Series. Listen, the Orioles, the Diamondbacks, plenty of these other teams, great stories. But if you want to win in October, if you want to win it all, you got to spend money. It doesn't always work, right? There is a chance that you give out these massive contracts and they don't hit, but it doesn't change the fact that you still have to give out those types of contracts for those types of players so that they can perform in October. Mm-hmm. And I think the Dodgers obviously have been doing that. They've made their entire reputation on doing that, but they also have plenty of homegrown talent. They have plenty of guys that can fill in and just beat you down. I think the Dodgers, this is the year they will win that shut everyone up World Series where they finally win one. So I have Dodgers over Orioles in six.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good comp between the two teams, is that one of them is continuing to spend while the Orioles have made some moves.
They're not spending.
They're not spending money yet. So yeah, that's that you brought up about the payrolls is true. You know, last two decades, I think the only team that has won is the 2003 Marlins. I think we're the only team in the bottom 20. And I think I'm pretty sure the baseball gods just forgot who Jeffrey Loria was when that happened, because otherwise they would have never been allowed to do so.
Yeah,
but that's basically it. And then it's like the Royals are the next, and they were above average.
They're top 15.
They were in the top half of the payroll. So it's not like they weren't spending anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good call there. If there is a team right now that is not spending that could win the World Series, it is the Orioles,
because
they have
for sure
so much farm talent. But yeah, no, I kind of see what you're going for there, and I like it. I mean, I don't love that the Dodgers win because they're not my favorite team, but
sure.
Better than the Braves. Let's get Let's get that out of the way.
Way better.
That'd be a really fun series, and I would definitely look forward to that.
Yep. Absolutely.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get into our awards predictions. This is where we really get to call our shot. Mm-hmm. Playoffs are such a crapshoot. Injuries happen. They completely change the landscape of things. But awards, we can really call our shot. All right, let's start with the big one. Or do you want to go work our way up? Let's work our way up.
Yeah, let's go back.
We'll go backwards. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go manager of the year. American League, I'm going Joe Espada of the Astros. I think rookie manager, taking over a team with a lot of expectations, a lot of recent history of winning. There's a lot of pressure there. If he wins the division over the World Series or the reigning World Series champions, I think that's good enough in the AL to get that nod, get some respect, get some, something on his resume as a first time manager. So I'm going Joe Espada of the Astros.
Yeah, I think the key is just for him not to mess with what they got.
Basically. That's how Dusty won, right? Yeah. He just didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, and then last year he kind of did, and they lost. Yeah,
right.
There you go. So
Dusty
maybe,
being Dusty.
Yeah, you know, I did look into his playing of Chaz McCormick last year, and it was bizarre because he didn't play every day, and yet he wasn't hurt, and it was weird. So
Which is why Chaz McCormick
Dubon
was my player
got
to watch
a lot more,
this year, because Dusty's gone.
Mauricio Dubon got a lot more plate appearances than he probably should have under Dusty's watch. So I like that pick. I'm going with Scott Servais because I have
like
the Mariners winning the division. Obviously, if they win the division,
you
can't really not give it to him because they haven't done it in like forever. So I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory there.
Damn, you just love Jerry DePoto's winning 54% of games.
I love 54% Jerry, baby. Let's go. Let's go. No, I actually hate that, but I think they'll win more than 54% this year.
All right. All right, moving on to the National League. This one was tough for me because I didn't want to go the loser down in Atlanta. I certainly did not want to go Dave Roberts, who I'm not sure contributes anything from the managerial standpoint. So obviously that knocks it down to like the wildcard teams in the NL Central. I wanted to go like Diamondbacks, but because they, you know, won the pennant last year, it didn't seem so spicy. So instead I'm going Craig Council. I think that happened so early in the offseason and it still baffles me, right? Bob Melvin being one and Craig Council being the other. You're just letting your manager go. A manager of the year winner already, letting them go to a division rival. Like, where is the respect and the pure hatred for your division rivals?
We need more hating.
What
in
happened
this game?
To the game I love? Like, honestly. So I think Craig Council winning the Manager of the Year would just be like the cherry on top of, you know, just boneheaded moves. Basically,
the Brewers' downfall.
Boneheaded moves. But also, I think he's just a really good manager. And the Cubs, they missed the playoffs just barely last year. If they win the division, that's kind of a size. Even if it's not a huge jump in terms of the win column, it's a huge jump in terms of where they were last year to where they are now.
Well, I tell you what, he's also my pick. So I'm going Craig Council, National League Manager of the Year. I think if the Cubs do win that division right after they barely missed and then they get a new manager and then they win the division, that's the manager, right? I mean, maybe it's not all of the manager,
I would think
but
so.
Like,
yeah.
I think voters would see it that way. So I'm going with Craig Council. I like Bob Melvin as a second choice if the Giants make some noise. But if they only sneak in the playoffs, I wouldn't put him over Council in that case.
Agreed. All right, let's move on to Rookie of the Year. Listen, last year I tried to go real. I didn't go like insanely spicy. I think I went Masataka Yoshida because I didn't want to pick Gunner like everyone else.
Yeah,
Gunner That's ended exactly up winning. And listen, I like being right more than anything, so I'm just going to go Jackson Holliday. There's, you know, plenty of actually like really interesting players to pick. I think there's two down in Texas that I can imagine you're probably going to pick one of them. But I'm going to go Jackson Holliday. This dude makes no sense. During the draft, everyone was like, Drew Jones. The Orioles zigged when everyone else zagged or whatever the expression is. They win Jackson Holliday. They developed him at an astronomically fast rate. I think he'll be up with the team sooner rather than later, even though I said at the top of the show, even though he's in the minors right now. And I can only imagine he's going to hit the ground running, which he has done at every single level in the minor league system. And I can imagine he'll do it at the major league level too. So Jackson Holliday is my pick.
The day Jackson Holliday reaches the service time threshold, he will be on the major league roster,
which I think is in May.
Yes. So he'll have most of a season to get this done. And I'm also going with Jackson Holliday as my Rookie of the Year. It's obvious. It's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to be right.
Yeah.
Last year, I definitely did the same thing where I went. I mean, Masataka had a good year, but like we probably should have gone Gunner because really it was pretty obvious. And we're not going to make that same mistake this time. We're going with the young Orioles blonde guy. And Jackson Holliday is the pick for me as well.
Yeah. So moving on to the NL, and again, I'll say this. If you pick Evan Carter or Wyatt Langford down in Texas, love those picks as well.
Yes.
100%. Love those picks. Moving on to the NL, again, it seems like there's a lot of really solid options to choose from. Obviously, the kind of popular pick is Yoshinobu Yamamoto. We'll see, right? But we have one start under his belt plus spring training. It hasn't looked great, so it kind of opens up the opportunities for everyone else. I wanted to go Jackson Churio of the Brewers, but I'm suddenly like on this anti-Brewers kick. So I had to pivot. And if I'm going to pivot, I might as well just like go full on homer, just full heel. I'm going James Wood.
Love it.
I think there has to be a time in the not too far future where the Nationals realize it's better to just have James Wood on the roster. And if he's on the roster, he's going to be playing, right? You're not going to have your top prospect ride the bench. Although the Nationals have kind of done something like that before. Wasn't a top prospect, but they love calling up prospects just to sit him on the bench.
Yeah.
That being said, I think James Wood provides the power and the addition to their lineup that they need, specifically being a left-handed power bat. I think Joey Gallo is going to really basically be who is. I was going to say suck, but that's just kind of who he is. I think relying on Jesse Winker, who has had a nice spring, I think that's just a mistake. Eddie Rosario, decent depth signing. I don't think he's going to be the center fielder they're trying to make him out to be, which I don't think James Wood is either, like long-term, but he can play center field there. This year, I'm tired of Victor Robles. Even though there's a lot of bodies in the outfield room, there's no good ones.
Yeah,
Lane Thomas
just warm bodies.
Right, exactly. So I think James Wood, I'm just a full on the hype train. Give me James Wood rookie of the year.
See, I absolutely love it. It's just dependent on how many games he gets in.
Yeah.
If he comes up early, then yeah, I could see this being a legit pick. We just have to see how, because the Nats are weird. You never know how they're going to operate. For me, I went with Jung Hoo Lee out of the KBO for the Giants. I feel like that's a big addition for them.
That's a good one.
As a guy who, because they got their power bats with Chapman, they got Soler. Now you have this bat to ball skill genius in Lee, who's also gets on base at a pretty nice clip. He's hit for some power in spring. I know spring isn't biggest deal, and obviously his power is probably not suited for Oracle Park as much, but he does have gap to gap power and he does spray the ball all over the place, which will be helpful in that in Oracle. So I'm going Jung Hoo Lee. This is the second time in a row that I've gone with a foreign player to win one of these. But I really like the direction the league is going in terms of signing more foreign players. I feel like the internationally baseball is just getting better and better. And that's just, I want one of these guys to establish that. And Lee's the perfect guy to do that. Maybe Yamamoto as well. But I like Lee as a position player playing every day. It makes it a little easier to vote for him.
Yep. I like it. All right. Moving on to the Cy Young. All right. The moment everyone's been waiting for. Who is he going to go? Is Moose going to go with Kevin Gausman?
We've like all he said, been initially, waiting for it.
Or is he going to pivot to George Kirby? I'm here to tell you that I have officially pivoted. I'm going George Kirby.
Kirby!
I think it's... The AL Cy Young is completely wide open. It is so extremely wide open. It just feels like we're due for kind of a random Cy Young award win type of year. And I love Kevin Gausman still, but after Garrett Cole got hurt, Kevin Gausman is now the betting favorite. I didn't like that. It didn't feel great. It didn't feel great. So I had to pivot to George Kirby. Big fan. I think he won't need to be the ace in that really studded, star-studded rotation, but he will be the ace of that star-studded rotation. So I'm going George Kirby as my AL Cy Young pick.
Another pick I really enjoy, because innings are going to be a premium this year. I feel like this year specifically, innings,
that'll be the
people are going to realize how important innings are with all the pitching injuries that have already happened. That's there could be more. So you need guys that can go out there every fifth day and throw seven. George Kirby can do that. I think another guy that can do that is Corbin Burnes, who I mentioned I was probably going to pick. I'm going with Corbin Burnes in his contract year with the Orioles. He establishes himself as their ace, as their top of the rotation guy in the playoffs, in the season, and takes home a Cy Young. Going into free agency, guys love to perform when it's time to get paid. Let's just say that. And I don't blame him. So Mr. Corbin Burnes is going to take that Cy Young, I believe. But yeah, it is pretty open in the AL. A lot of guys that could win it, especially with Garrett Cole going down early. He was kind of the favorite as the returning champ, obviously. But now he's going to miss maybe 2 months. That kind of takes him out of the running potentially. So now it's open for sure. You're definitely spot on. Lots of guys that could be. I'm going Burnes. You're going Kirby. I like both those picks for the innings. And also, I'll just go ahead and go right into my NL, because talking about innings, Logan Webb. Is my guy. I know that we're gonna have the same pick here.
We are gonna have the same pick.
But it's I gotta stick with my guy. I'm a big Logan Webb fan, and again, this year specifically, more so than ever, a guy that can get you 200 innings is massive. And he can do it at an efficient rate, striking batters out, getting a 60% ground ball rate for his career, which is just silly.
Yep.
His only real bugaboo is that he does give up some hard hit contact, but when it's all on the ground, then it's not a really big deal.
His other bugaboo is the Nationals.
Yeah, apparently the Nats
against
the
Nationals.
Yeah, he had his by far, like, the only start that he didn't get through like five innings was against the Nats last year. So that's weird. But yeah, no, I'm expecting Webb to be the 1A, 1B to Snell's 1A or 1B, and the innings will be the determining factor for him, I believe.
Yeah, I was definitely a little bit hesitant to still pick him after the signing of Blake Snell, but I ultimately decided it can only help him.
Yeah,
if he doesn't have to be the guy, right? If, you know, they were just stymied by Blake Snell the day before, and now he can just continue on, right? It's not like the bats just lit up the fifth starter the day before him, right? So now the bats are hot as he's making his start, and then it's a little bit more difficult, and they should win more games, right? So that record, that pitcher record, will look a little bit nicer.
I know, maybe hopefully they'll give him some more run support,
right?
He got DeGrom'd last year.
Yeah, he sure we call it Josiah Grade now, please.
Oh, that, yes,
please.
That's right, sorry, I forgot that.
Yeah, so I think the kind of sexy stats will look a little bit better too at the end of the year for him. All right, here it is.
Big one. The big one.
The big one. We'll go AL MVP. Listen, there's a guy I really, really, really wanted to pick.
I know who it is. Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
Corey Seager.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Although I love, well, the only reason, because I've been there, done that.
That's true.
I picked him. I got my victory lap. I am not going to go back to the well twice.
Okay.
Although I do have a very similar bold prediction.
Okay.
That I know the fans are just eager to hear. There's a guy I really wanted to pick that will be that bold prediction. Ultimately, though, there's a guy, change of scenery, also in a contract year, with a really, really short porch in right field. And he's a left-handed hitter. I'm going Juan Soto. The fact that Juan Soto has not won an MVP yet, and I know San Diego wasn't like his best years, this guy's really, really, really good. And yes, Ronald Acuna, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, they were all really, really good last year, but Soto's in the AL this year, right? The AL, for whatever reason, is just so wide open. Shohei is gone now. It's not the Shohei Ohtani Award in the AL anymore. Mike Trout, still love Mike Trout. I think he still has some good years ahead of him. I hope this year's one of them. I don't think he's going to win an MVP again. So I think the AL is completely wide open, and give me Juan Soto. Stat pad those home runs with that short porch. Get back to that contact on base machine. Who cares about the defense? It doesn't matter. It's an offensive league. Give me Juan Soto, AL MVP.
I love it. I unfortunately I picked Soto twice in a row before this year, so I can't
go
with
Juan
for the third time in a row. Or I'm due, but I'm not going to go with that method. I'm going to go and visit his teammate. Mr. Aaron Judge is my AL MVP winner. On a rate basis, he was not as good as he was in 22, because I don't know if anyone
could
be
that. I don't know if anyone could do.
He was on a rate basis basically where he was in 2017, when he arguably, got robbed of the MVP. So he's still obviously an MVP caliber player. If he establishes himself with two MVPs, all of a sudden now he's Hall of Fame territory. So I'm looking at Judge to have another big year. That's going to be a duo, man. That top two, that's as difficult as it gets to pitch to. They're only going to help each other by being close to each other in the lineup. I think Soto will take that on base role while Judge cleans up after him. And then the voters end up going with Judge, just because, you know, they like the RBIs. But I think either one of those choices is pretty solid. That's kind of where I'm at with the Yankees, is that those two guys are so good that they're going to be able to, you know, help uplift the rest of the team.
Sure.
I definitely think that Adley Rutschman also is a good pick, because he's just such a great leader. And if he's
best
been a
player,
great
best
player,
team.
Best player, best team. And also he's been great with the bat, but I still think he's got another level to go to with the bat. So if he can reach that, then obviously he'll be in the conversation as well. But I'm going Judge.
I'm just worried Judge is going to be a little too banged up. And
yeah, that's fair. I
that
think,
also made me feel better about Soto.
Yeah, and yeah, because Juan has obviously been playing. He played 162 last year, so he was he was there every day. And I think that's a valid concern to an extent with Judge. But I'll go, you know, since he missed some time last year, I'll just say, you know, he'll have the opposite injury luck and
well, there
stay
you
healthy
go.
This year.
He's
there
due. He's due. All right, let's wrap this up with the NL MVP. Ironically, I'm going to go with Soto's former teammate. I'm going Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
He had a quietly really good year last year. Obviously, there's a lot of, call it drama. We'll just leave it at that with him. He doesn't have the kind of universal love that he once did. And I think that's a shame because I still think he's like one of the most exciting players to watch in baseball. Quietly became one of the best right fielders in baseball last year. Definitely. No one was really talking about it because the Padres are so disappointing. Now the expectations for that team has dropped a little bit, but they're still going to be pretty good, pretty competitive. Granted, in a gauntlet of a division, I think he's the best player on that team and one of the best players in that league. If he hits the home runs, we know he can, hits over 300, puts up a positive OAA in right field, you know, steal some bags. Like, there's no reason he can't do basically what Ronald Acuña did last year. And the reason I am not going Acuña again is because I think Acuña is going to be a little bit banged up too. Just kind of a gut feeling. He's dealt with some lower body injuries as well, obviously torn ACL. So we'll see. Maybe a World Series, or not a World Series, but a MVP hangover for Acuña. But I'm feeling really good about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, and honestly, that would be similar to Acuña last year where he – you know, it was an injury, so it's a little different, but, you know, he came off that injury, wasn't quite as good in 22, and then, you know, got
really
fully healthy and exploded in 23. It could be different. It's slightly different, but like the second year bump from Tatis coming back. From
there you go.
Yeah, that, look, yeah. We'll find a way to put
always.
In the second year bump.
It always plays.
But yeah, so I'm going to lead this off with, by saying this is one of my bold predictions is my actual National League MVP pick. So I'm going to go ahead and lay down a bold prediction as my actual prediction and go with O'Neal Cruz as my MVP pick for the National League. That's kind of insane. It's definitely a bold prediction. I skipped over a lot of guys that were probably more deserving of this. But you know what? I'm getting weird with it. Let's go, O'Neal Cruz. He has all the skills, all the tools to make that happen if he puts it all together. I know spring training doesn't matter, but he's been going nuts in spring training. And I just feel like he's got to reintroduce himself because, you know, even with the spring stats, people still aren't back in on the hype as much as they were last year. And I feel like he's going to remind some people why he got this much hype. He's going
to... Give me
40 cruise missiles this year. 40 cruise missiles.
That'll
Let's
do
go.
It.
Let's
that'll
go.
That'll play.
Yeah.
That'll
so this play. is definitely one of my bold predictions, but I'm also gonna make it my actual prediction. Let's do
like
it. Why not?
I like it. If he finishes top five, I'll definitely give you your flowers.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys to beat out.
Yeah, for sure. And this could totally flop. Totally could flop.
100%.
And I'm sure I'll get roasted if it does. But just imagine how good I'd look if he actually wins. So
listen,
I'm looking at the gold that I'm seeing deep into the future.
Scared money don't make money.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So if you're going bold with a shortstop finishing high in the MVP rankings, I'm going to go with my first bold prediction of the episode.
Okay.
Listen, I made my namesake calling the Corey Seager breakout and it was glorious. Mm-hmm. So here I am looking around the league. Who's that next guy? Who is going to take that next step? Who's going to finish in top three? Anything less is unacceptable. If it's top five, I don't want it. I want top three. Give me the name brand, right? The real recognition. And there's a guy in the American League who plays the same position as Corey Seager and is primed for just the same breakout. Just signed a massive contract extension. Bobby Witt Jr., top three AL MVP.
As a bold prediction.
If he doesn't win, yeah, I think he easily could win.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Because I guess I'll go into my second bold prediction, which is in a similar vein. Royals make the playoffs.
Oh,
that's my second bold prediction, is the Royals make the playoffs, and Bobby Wood Jr. finishing top three in MVP voting would probably help with that goal of them making the playoffs.
I like
and,
that.
And that would boot somebody out, which would be, in my case, the Houston Astros, because I put them in the sixth spot.
Can you imagine the Royals beat out the Astros?
Yeah, that's why this is a bold prediction. I'm not expecting this to happen. I do expect the Royals to be better.
They will.
Mm-hmm. I think they could finish around 500. But like, if some, you know, the Royals have had magic years as well. We talked about the Giants. Those, the 2014, 2015 Royals teams, I mean, they were good teams, but were they that good?
They were never the best team. They just got hot at the right time.
Yeah, so like, maybe that can happen again. You never know. That's my second bold prediction. Royals make the playoffs.
Well, I have... My second one was different than that, but that actually plays perfectly into my third one, so I'll use that one here.
Okay.
My now second bold prediction, a team that is 500 or below will make the postseason.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't have a team in mind, right? But it's never happened before.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
more
not.
Likely to happen now with the expanded playoffs. It almost happened last year with a couple of different teams.
Yeah.
I think a team with 81 wins or less makes the playoffs this year. There's not enough teams in baseball that are actively trying to win. And that just, the Marlins literally failed their way into a postseason spot last
they
year.
Did. Yeah, no, that's, you, so got, you it, got a point.
It's almost like not even as hot as I would like it to be anymore, because there's so few teams actively trying in baseball. And now there's, I get the argument. I really don't. I like the expanded playoffs, but like, almost half the league makes the postseason, right? So there's going to be at least one team that's just like, oh shit, here we are in the playoffs. Like, we shouldn't be here, but we are. So I think this is the year. 81 wins or less will get you a playoff spot, as mind-boggling as that may be.
Yeah, no, that's still a bold prediction. That's definitely bold, because it's never happened. So
right.
Even if it is more likely now, still hasn't happened. If that happens,
yep.
Then that's, you definitely get the W.
Hell
I'll
yeah.
Lead into my final, third and final bold prediction. This is about my Nats.
No way. I have a Nats related one too.
Oh,
this worked perfectly.
We're the same. We know what we're doing here.
Oh, like, this worked perfectly.
We know we're going to, is it about CJ?
Son of a bitch. It is.
What is it?
He leads the league in steals.
Okay. That's not mine.
Okay.
But I love it. Mine is that he finishes top five in MVP voting.
Oh, injected into my veins.
I know. I
you have
know,
O'Neal, Cruz, and CJ. I know.
Yeah, the CJ one is more of a bold prediction than the Cruz one. Cruz is obviously a bold prediction, but I'm going with that as my actual. CJ's obviously, you know, this is probably not going to happen, but his ceiling is there.
It's
because
it's
he does.
High, yeah.
Because like you said, he steals bases. I love that pick as him leading the league, because he paced it in the second half of the year last year. And he should be leading off to start the season this time. So that would be awesome. And and I'm looking at him to, you know, improve, but depending on how much he improves, he could get some MVP votes. And because he does everything, he steals, he can play defense, he can hit for power, he can hit for average. If he puts it all together, especially the power and his bat, I could see him finishing top five.
100%. I love that pick. Obviously, we both had Nats
with
related.
CJ Abrams.
Yeah, Nats related it. Bold predictions in our non-Nats episode. but we will have a national season preview that includes some more national specific bold predictions that'll drop later this week, closer to opening day. So that wraps our season predictions. One of my favorite episodes every single year, if not my favorite. We'll see how these predictions age, especially early in the year. I'm sure we'll get some overreaction Monday segments, whether we're doing well or doing very, very poor and don't care to mention these ever again. Shout out O'Neal Cruz. but in the meantime, be sure you subscribe, like, comment, review, all that stuff, especially on YouTube. It's a big help to our show. Trey does a great job with that. Follow us there. Follow us on TikTok at District Baseball and the show on Twitter at District BSB. Like I said, we'll be back with the District Nationals episode later this week as we preview the season. And then next week, two episodes a week, one Nats, one MLB, as the season really gets underway. So I'm really looking forward to it, buddy. It's been a long off season, but we're right there. Can't wait.
We're right there. We're right there, baby.
Yep. So we'll be back shortly. And in the meantime, let's go baseball.
Let's go baseball.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.